Mark Myers at Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Mark, you've just heard the news. What is it?
Yes, we sure did. The weekly job claims number came in actually a little bit better than expected. The number of people filing for weekly job benefits was 323,000, and that is down 26,000 just in 1 week. So that's actually pretty good. Now, what's going to be very important is tomorrow's number, that we got the unemployment number coming out for the month tomorrow. So everyone is watching that very, very closely, and a lot of people are wondering how the weather is going to affect that. Another report we heard out there was what we call the Challenger Report, and that is where we see the number of American companies that are planning job cuts, and that number was way down. That declined in February with a bulk of layoffs seen in the financial sector. U.S. employers plan to cut about 41,000 jobs in February. That's down 7.3% from January's 45,000 planned layoffs. In the February cuts, if you compare that to last year's, which was about 55,000, they are down 24% in a year. The February numbers followed a 13-year low in planned cuts that were reported in December. So planned layoffs is looking very, very nicely there. That is way down from before. Now, individual companies we're watching this morning, Bank of the Ozarks of Little Rock, said Wednesday that it has completed its acquisition of Omni Bank, which is about a $300 million bank. Then in Houston, it will add seven Bank of the Ozark offices in South Texas. Bank of the Ozarks now has 21 offices in Texas. It has operated in that state since about 2003. And watch Chesapeake Energy this morning, the oil and giant gas company Chesapeake Energy and Encana Corp. were charged on Wednesday with colluding to keep oil and gas lease prices artificially low in Michigan, the Attorney General said there. They're colluding to keep the prices down as they're trying to acquire land leases from landowners there. And we heard from Costco this morning. The warehouse club operator said their quarterly profit fell 15%, missing analyst estimates, and it was hurt by weaker gross margins in the fresh food business and some non-food merchandises. The company's profit fell to $1.05 a share, and analysts were looking for $1.17 a share, but sales did rise 6% to $25.7 billion, which beat analyst estimates by about $1 billion. Now, if you never heard of a company called Brown-Forman, this is the company that makes Jack Daniel's whiskey. That stock was up about 5% yesterday after it posted a 12% increase in third quarter net income, and they hiked their 2014 earnings outlook. GameStop, the video game retailer, rose 3% after it increased its quarterly dividend 20%. And ExxonMobil, the oil company, declined about 3% after it projected oil and natural gas production would be flat in 2014. And Chipotle Mexican Grill, the restaurant chain owner stock, lost ground after it warned it could suspend guacamole from its menu because of a shortage of avocados. PetSmart, the retailer, declined after it posted weaker than expected fourth quarter sales. They did earn $1.28 a share. Analysts were looking for $1.21 a share, but revenue was light compared to analyst expectations. And Staples, the office supplier retailer, missed estimates by 6 cents a share with fourth quarter profit of 33 cents a share, and they said that they will be closing 225 stores around the country. Now, Joy Global, this is a mining equipment maker that has about 16,000 employees. They earned 49 cents a share, and that was well below analyst expectations of 64 cents a share. That stock is taking a hit this morning. And L Brands, the Victoria's Secret parent, reported comparable same-store sales rose about 2% for February, and analysts were looking for sales to rise just about 1.4% there. So that stock is up this morning. Now, as far as the markets go, yesterday they were down slightly, about 0.1%. And it looks like they're going to open up about 0.1% this morning. So we'll see where this day leads us.
All right, Mark, and as you point out, it looks like the job report did not as bad as it could have been. And what about this Radio Shack, of course, cutting back on the number of stores, and now you say Staples.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Radio Shack is cutting back on what they're doing. Is they're taking their stores that are not making them money, that are actually losing money. They're going to close those stores and keep the ones that are making money open. We do not have that list as of yet, but Staples has been going through this problem for years. Staples has been really hurt quite a bit, you know, because a lot of us are ordering our office supplies online, or we're going to places like Sam's Club. And so it's hurting Staples quite a bit.
Mark, we appreciate your report. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That's Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You know, I asked him a question there about something he discussed. If you have something that you'd like to ask him about, he'd love to hear from you. He's located at Stern, AG & Leach right here in Fort Smith. Their location is 820 South 21st Street.